thank you for listening to this sermon from Goodwill Church, located in New York's Hudson Valley. Goodwill Church is on a mission to be a hub of revival in the Northeast and beyond. For more information about our church, please visit goodwillchurch.org. Now, here's the sermon.
Good morning, church. Today's scripture is Ephesians 6, 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Pray with me, church. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for Pastor Jose. And thank you for how good it is to be together in your house. Please bless us. Please bless Pastor Jose and help us to be a blessing to others. In Christ's name, amen.
During World War II, as the Germans were making their way across Europe, there was this little bridge that led into this large city, and the Allies gathered and pretty much they said, we need to hold this line until reinforcements come in, and they were overwhelmed. I believe the number was 5-1. Day after day, they held their line. Some were injured, some lost their lives. But they were able to hold that position for 3 days until reinforcements came in, and they were able to secure the city. And that illustration is an illustration of what Paul is trying to convey to us, right? That we, as believers, our call to stand, and as we stand, we need to put on God's armor. He tells us that we can't do it in our own strength, because the things that we are battling are of spiritual nature. And here's the thing, and if you believe that there isn't a spiritual realm then you, as a believer, you're going to struggle because you will not be able to stand. You will be pushed back, and eventually you will give up whatever ground you have. Ephesians is this great epistle. It's Paul writing to the church of Ephesus, looking to encourage the church, especially while the church there in Ephesus is being bombarded by their society, whether it's Greek worship of their gods or the Romans worship of their gods. It was a pagan city. And Paul would write this letter of encouragement while he himself is under arrest. And you need to know, right, that the letter really starts off with this great encouragement. Right? So I just want to read it to you because this is about you and me also. So if we were to start at the beginning of Ephesians chapter 1, if we were to read verses 3 through 6, here's what you would hear. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praises of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. Those are amazing words for us. To know that this is the blessing that you and I receive through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And then he gives instructions to the believer. And then later on in this letter, he gives instructions to the church as a whole, because that's how we are able to represent God and do it not the way we think we should do it, but the way God tells us how we should represent him. And as we come to chapter 6, I'm going to ask you, right? Are you spiritually strong enough to stand and not be moved, regardless of what the world throws at us? Let's see. Paul, in his letter, he would come to this place and he would say, finally. Right? And with Paul's letters, you have to kind of figure out if this finally is a finally or there's another finally down the road. Because sometimes Paul gets an idea and then he just continues with other encouraging words. But with this one, it's his final, right? And you can see right from the beginning, he says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Right? It's not that you can stand in your own strength, in your own power, in your own might, but it's something that has to be given to us for us to be strong. And then with that, he would say, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Right? It's pretty simple what Paul is telling the people of Ephesus, just as he's telling us, right? It's that if for us to be strong, for us to not be moved, that we should metaphorically put on this spiritual armor so that we would be able to stand. Not so much to move forward, but not to give the ground that's been given to us. Yes, in other places, it's about gaining ground. But here, he's just saying, just keep the line. And what you see here, right, it's the schemes of the devil. And then many would say that each one of these categories are in reference to different levels of different authorities that the demonic world has. Right? There are those who would be rulers. There are those who would have authority. There would be those who have cosmic powers over this present darkness. Right? It isn't the same thing. These are levels. And if you think that you have the capacity in your own strength to withstand that, you're joking yourself. You're fooling yourself. We can't do it in our own strength. As a matter of fact, they know you better than you know yourself. That's why it's imperative that we do it in the strength that God gives us, not in our strength. But you can see, right, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, to not be moved, to hold your ground. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand firm. Like, how many times does he have to tell us that we need to stand? Stand, stand. Like, don't move, right? And then as a result of this word that he's giving us, he then says, put on the armor so that we could stand. Sometimes people are putting on the armor, but they don't know for what. Sometimes you're putting on the armor, and it's for your own doing. But then he would say, right, having done all, right? Have you done all? Have you done everything that needs to be done so that we would be able to stand firm? And here's the one thing I've learned just by looking at these verses. The armor that Paul is encouraging us to put on is the armor that you and I should be putting on every single day. It's not just when we're having an issue. It's not just when we think, okay, I'm going to go out for the battle. Every single day, you and I are to put on this armor so that we would be able to stand our ground. So we ask ourselves, so when do we need this armor? Right? And according to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, he would tell us that there is a roaring lion looking to devour you and me. So from Peter's point of view, it's always, as I said. First Corinthians 10:12 would tell us, Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stand take heed lest he falls. Right? It's not in our own strength, right? But it's in the strength of God, the strength of the Holy Spirit that is flowing in and through you. Earlier on in Ephesians 5:16, right, he would tell us that the days are evil. And here's the thing. Do you think today's days are any less evil? Verse 17 tells us that we are to understand the will of the Lord. Like, what is it, his will for us? So that we would be able to stand, right? And here's a few other verses where Paul encourages the listener to stand. Romans 5, verse 2, through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 24. Now that we lord over you your faith, but we work with you for your joy, for your standing firm in your faith. And there's many other verses where we are called to stand and not move. Right? And now we're going to see, well, what is this armor? Right? And as I said earlier, Paul was under house arrest, chained. He was chained to a Roman centurion. Every 4 hours, they would rotate. Right? So Paul is looking at the entire gear that the Roman soldier has. And he would use that as a metaphor to describe this armor of God. But let me say this, right? That Paul also was referencing portions of Isaiah because Jesus Christ himself would be prophesied as the one wearing the breastplate of righteousness. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. When Scripture says truth, it isn't your truth. It isn't my truth. It is the truth that is contained in God's Word. Right? Because one of the things that our society struggles today with is that everybody has the ability to define their own truth. And as a result, you find yourself getting lost, or you find yourself communicating with people who just sound lost. Especially as they are trying to convince you of their positions. But here are the elements of God's armor. We must have truth in order to bind the armor onto us. The belt was a main instrument that was able to hold everything else upon the soldier. He was able to cinch it around his waist. And if a Roman soldier did not have the dressing that was given to higher soldiers, they would just have a tunic. And they would find it hard to fight with a tunic. So what they would do is they would take their tunic and stuff it into the belt. Right? That's where scripture says, right, to gird up your mind. Right? That's the picture that we have there. And in this belt, you would be able to then carry everything else or secure the breastplate. John 1:14 would remind us the glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. That is His Word. That is where we find what truth is. And then we're reminded in Isaiah that this righteousness of a breastplate is the one that was promised in reference to what Jesus would wear as the Messiah. So in order to stand firm, you and I need to fasten this spiritual belt of truth. Right? And you ask yourself, well, where do you find truth? If not in God's Word. That's why I say to you on a regular basis, right, that just because I say certain things from this platform doesn't mean that you should take it as truth. You should go and read your Bible and say, does that line up with Scripture, with what Pastor Jose just said? That's your responsibility as a believer, to make sure that what I'm preaching lines up with God's Word. This breastplate of righteousness. The ancients would think that most of your thought life and your emotions would come from your heart. Right? And we know that our hearts just at times just lead us astray. So this breastplate was to protect that very organ. Right? So that we would be able to think clearly, move forward, right, in God's direction. You got to remember that the people in Ephesus were being bombarded by their society every single day. These Christians were out of place. And all of a sudden, you would have to just stand on what you believed. And as shoes for your feet, having put on readiness given by the gospel of peace. The only way that you can stand your ground is by having a foundation upon your feet. And the Roman sandals were made with steel nubs. And the idea was that when they planted their feet, they were not being moved. Ask yourself, how many times do you combat society or the whims of this world, and all of a sudden you find yourself being knocked back a few steps? And what you find is that you're probably doing a lot of it in your own strength. You probably did your devotions in the morning, right? And by 10 o'clock, by the time you have your second cup of coffee, you're on your own, right? And Paul would remind us, no, stay connected to God. Be strong in His might. So when the schemes of the devil come, you will not be moved. So as we look at these elements of the feet, right, we must have this preparedness of the gospel, in every step we take. We can't do it sometimes and not other times. It has to infiltrate every aspect of your life. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17 would say that all scripture can prepare us for good works, right? All scripture, right, can prepare you and me for good works. And then according to Matthew 4:4, right, this is Jesus while he was being tempted out in the wilderness, right? And we find out in that portion of scripture that the devil knows just as much scripture as Jesus does, but he just changes it ever so slightly, right? And pretty much what Jesus says is, you either live by it or you're going to die without it. Either the Word of God is feeding us, or we're just going to hit a wall and eventually we will succumb to the pressures of this world. Right? And here's the thing about the devil and his schemes, right? It's, and this comes from another theologian, right? And when I heard it, it sounded wrong, but then you can see how true it is, right? And here's what he would say. The devil is God's devil. Right? You hear what I mean? It sounds like, what? But here's the thing. The devil cannot do anything without God knowing. Right? Just think of the story of Job. Right? And sometimes, to your liking or my liking, sometimes God will permit certain things in order to purge certain things out of me. Right? And then, you know what I would say? That's not fair. Right? And then God would say to me, well, did you prepare yourself for that day? Right? Did you rely on your own strength, or did you rely on my strength? Did you put on the armor that I have prepared for you, or have you gone out on your own? Because here's the thing about scripture as you're hearing it, right? It is our job to put it on. It's available, right? Just like most of us this morning got dressed. Right? Can you imagine how ridiculous it would look right now if we weren't dressed? Right? Right? We were able to do that because early on in our lives, somebody taught us how to do it. And then eventually we took that responsibility as we got ourselves dressed this morning. And Paul is reminding us that we, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are to get dressed in that armor every single day. That we are supposed to be invested in His Word every single day. That we are to be in prayer every single day. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Right? So they're going to come, the darts. It's not as if they're not going to come, right? They're going to come when you least expect them. And the arsenal that the Roman soldier would have, he would have two shields. He would have a small round one that he would have on his left arm. And that's called a buckler, right? There's that one song we sing in reference to a buckler, right? And then there was this other shield. It was a 4-foot semi-round shield It was wood covered in leather, and then the top ridge and the bottom ridge was metal. And then they would take that shield before they go to war, and they would soak it in water, so it became really heavy. So when they would come up against an enemy, all of the shields of the Roman soldiers were interlocked, and all of a sudden it would make this barrier. And then there would be soldiers behind them, and they would pick up their shield and put it over them, right? So then it was a covering that would cover the entire squadron. And when the arrows would come, it would hit the shield that was wet, and it would put out the arrows, because the arrows were soaked in pitch, right? So it was meant to burn you and pretty much spread this oily tar on you. But you see what he says: in all circumstances, take up your shield of faith. It's going to be heavy. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's not something that you can say, oh, I'm going to leave in my car, and if I need it, I'll go get it. No, it's supposed to be with you. Faith is our victorious shield of God, according to Proverbs 30, verse 5. With this shield, you and I can stand and extinguish every dart that is flown at us. True faith is hearing and obeying God, according to Romans 10, verse 17. Right? We hear his word, and then we obey. If we choose not to obey, then the circumstances that happen is because we chose not to listen. So it's about wrapping yourself, protecting yourself, making sure that we don't give up the ground that we have, that in Jesus Christ, he is victorious. And as a result, we are then victorious. And take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So he calls us to protect our heads. The Roman helmet was a thick piece of metal, and then the inside had this piece of leather. Right, and it was to be able to withstand any kind of compression from any enemy's weapon, right? So that you would be able to stay alert. And then the sword, this was a short sword for close combat, right? And Paul would say that the sword itself, the Spirit, is the word of God, right? So let me say, if you have a Bible and your Bible is dusty, don't complain to God if you got problems. You and I need to be invested in God's word. You know, we are going through this four C's that we're calling it, through this 300-year anniversary that's going to happen in about 4.5 years from now, right? And one of those sections is memorizing scripture, right? And you can't even come close of hearing all the things. Oh, pastor, my mind is no good. Oh, pastor, I just can't memorize scripture. Oh, pastor, it's like, right? It's like, no, you're doing it in your own strength, right? The best is when, oh, pastor, you can't teach old dogs new tricks. Then you're dead. You're dying, right? If that's your position. Because when you memorize scripture, it's amazing how when you need it, it comes up. Because the Spirit leads it, right? Your call to know God's word, right then, and to be invested in God's word. And as parents, it's our job to be able to teach our children the importance of God's word. That they, when they have struggles, that they know where to go, right? So that you can teach them. You know, right now, today, we are going to celebrate the Lord's table. And I know we have some kids here. And at first, it's like, hey, is there Sunday school? Right? And we made a decision that on Communion Sunday, we were going to have our children with us, right? Because it's important that they learn from very early on of what this means and what it represents, right? And it's also important to know that our kids understand what we're communicating also, right? It's, yes, Sunday school is great to keep them connected and to bring it at their level, but you know what? I also believe that our kids today know, right? And that they know what we're saying in reference to God's word. Right, so we're supposed to put on this helmet of salvation. The hope of salvation protects our head, according to 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 8 and 9, and also in Romans 5, 5. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God, according to Hebrews 4, 12, Revelations 1, 16, Colossians 3:16, John 6, verse 63. I can't impress this enough, right? That if God's word isn't that important to you, then when you find yourself in a difficult place, you're going to find yourself far away from God. And here's where Paul kind of wraps it all up, right? Because he tells us to stand, don't give our ground, do it in his might, his spirit, put on this armor of God, right? And I believe so that we would be able and be equipped to pray. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayers and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication all the saints, right? So it's not about you. It's about me holding you up while you journey through this life. Too many times we do make it about ourselves, about what we are going through, about what we are experiencing, about how difficult it is for us, right? And if you were just to stop for a moment and just see those that are around you, you would see that maybe you don't have it so bad. And that if we, knowing some of the struggles that some of you are in, that all of a sudden in my prayer life, I lift you up. Not because you asked me, but because you and I are in relationship with Jesus. You know what's the worst thing for a believer when they come to a pastor after I find out somebody's been in the hospital or in struggle, they say to me, oh, I didn't want to bother you. Liar. That's what it is, right? Liar, right? It's, how can the church be there for you unless we know? Right? Those are the schemes of the devil, right? Where the devil wants to keep you isolated, where the devil wants to keep your life story such a unique story that nobody will be able to understand. And that if they knew you, well, they wouldn't want me here, right? It's, we're all sinners saved by grace. And also for me, so Paul is saying, remember me. That words may be given to you in opening my mouth boldly to proclaiming the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am the ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. Right? Pray for Paul that his word would continue to go out. Right? Ask yourself this question. Do you think Paul's word is still going out today? Yeah. Right? It is. Right? It is. Do you think our world today is any safer than it was when Paul was around writing to the people of Ephesus? You know, it's, sin is still alive and well, right? And our job is to hold the ground that God has given us, stand firm, don't shrink back, do it in His power, not in ours. Clothe ourselves with the spiritual armor that He has provided. Use His word as it cuts through all of the mess that's out there. And once I'm clothed and I'm standing in His power, He then calls me to pray. To pray. Not for me, but for you, to pray. And all of this has been done in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? Let us pray as we prepare ourselves for our communion. So, Lord, we do thank You. Thank You for Your word. Thank You that You remind us that it's not in our strength, but in Your strength. Thank You that You have given us everything we need in order to fight the schemes of the devil. And as we fight his schemes, You call us to pray. To pray for our brothers and sisters who themselves could be struggling. So, Lord, would You help us? Help us here and now. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, He took bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it to His disciples, said, this is My body broken for you. Then a little later on in the evening, He took the cup, the third cup, the cup of redemption, and He said, this represents My blood shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. So as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim My saving death until I come again. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank You for these elements, the wafer and grape juice in place of wine. We pray that You would set them apart, that they would be to our faith, Your body broken, Your blood shed. Lord, help us as we commune with You. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you again for listening to today's sermon. For more resources and information about Goodwill Church, visit goodwillchurch.org. God bless.